In April, former police officer and millionaire businessman James McCormick was sentenced to 10 years in jail for selling 6,000 fake bomb detectors to Iraq and making $75 million in the process. They cost him $20 to produce. He sold them for $40,000 each. It was a case that left many observers stunned.
At his hearing here at the Old Bailey, the court heard how McCormick had based the fake bomb detectors on novelty golf ball finders and that they had no scientific means of detecting explosives. The case is alleged to have involved huge bribes to local officials, and in Iraq, three senior officials were arrested. The Iraqi government had promised to phase out the fake detectors, but an investigation has found that they are still being used.
Journalists on the ground in Iraq have told one British newspaper the fake detectors were still in use at checkpoints on Monday when 55 people were killed in bomb attacks by an al-Qaeda-linked group.
If you go to Iraq, you will soon find out, for example, there are so many checkup points in Iraq when you are searching and so on, and you see these devices being used. There are many, many stories in Iraq that ordinary people don't believe in the effectiveness of such devices, neither is the soldiers and the officers who operate them.
More than 4,500 people have been killed in Iraq in the 5 months since James McCormick was convicted, 979 of them in September alone. Iraq is facing some of its bloodiest days as the violence in Syria spills over into its borders. Iraqi MPs and officials have expressed their outrage that the sale of the fake detectors was ever allowed to take place, while Iraqi activists place the ultimate blame on the occupation.
Ultimately, we blame the Americans for coming to Iraq, destroying Iraq, and creating a security service which is not efficient, and also the corruption they created in Iraq and the political systems they created in Iraq, which is, thrives on such corruptions and disunity. And we see the situation is continuing for a while until we could get rid of the remnant of the American and British occupation of Iraq and build a new system in Iraq where people can be protected.
For many, then, the blame lies at the door of both sides. They say America should never have invaded, Britain should never have let the fake detectors be sold, and Iraq should not be using them now. Nagis Mobile, Press TV, London.